بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قرة عيني في الصلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We were busy discussing this beautiful kitab Anwar al-Salah, which is the bayan of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, who gave his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of the British, he became Shaheed. And then Sufi Iqbal sahab, one of the Khalifas of Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he found this kitab and he was overtaken, and his friends also said, what a kitab, this kitab is no more in print, we don't find it. And this kitab is so valuable, if you follow this lecture, and which was printed and in a small kitab form in 5 lessons, if you try and implement this in your life, then we will get this reality, what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, a brief idea, qurratu ayni fi salah, that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. That is, this is extremely proverbial, that a person says that I get extreme enjoyment, you the coolness of my eyes, which means a person is overtaken with enjoyment. That is, we have to develop this, and this reality will come into a person. Today we don't get enjoyment for salah. We feel it a burden, just last minute, in, out. Like one Maulana say, our salah is the dead, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. Because we don't have this reality of salah. When a person get this reality, like Hazrat explained, that there's one masala in Bukhari Sharif. Before that, Hazrat explains, first of all, that today we see, first of all, in the early days, Zuhar salah was one time, whether it was weekends, whether it was weekdays, Sundays also, it used to be quarter past one Jamaat. But then time came, they started making it earlier, 1 o'clock, some places quarter to one, now it's 12:30. So Hazrat explained, if this is done because of kasrati jamaat, that we want more people to attend the jamaat and they will benefit, make their salah with itminan, then it's okay. But if it is for this object, that at least now salah is finished early, now we can sit with our family and have a nice, delicious meal, sumptuous meal, then that object is lost. So Hazrat says, then what's the benefit? It should have been that it's a Sunday, at least today. Normally I make my namaz because I have to go back to work, back to shop. So I read only 3 tasbihs, subhanallah, 3 times. 3 times, subhan rabbiyal azim, etc. Now it's a day of the Sunday, I'm off. At least I'll read my tasbihs 5 times, 7 times. And I'll take more time, I'll read my all my nafal namaz, etc. Then it is valuable. But our condition, we know, we're just rushing in, out, on the table, we spend so lot time, and we enjoy our meal, like Hazrat says, that Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that if we only put 10% into concentration of our namaz, compared to how we concentrate on the dastarkhan, then our namaz will become valuable. So to put our, to inculcate and develop this concentration, this enjoyment of salah, this is important, and this is why we are doing this kitab and having this lesson. Like another masala comes in Bukhari Sharif, that if Asha is ready and Isha is also ready. Asha with the zabar, that means if supper is also ready and Isha, the time for salah, is also ready, then what must you do first? Must you first perform your salah, or must you first have your asha, must you first have your supper? Then ulama have explained, and muhaddiseen give long discussion in this masala. They say Nabi Kareem SAW has taught that if asha, supper is ready, then first have your supper, then make your isha. Because what will happen, that if you're a person, you got enjoyment of salah, you got the reality of salah, then when you're making your asha, your supper, now your thoughts will be in namaz. Hey, I mustn't miss my jamaat. I must go find my jamaat. Then your isha, your asha, your supper will become, isha will become namaz. But if you make your isha first, and then you worry, now you say supper is ready also, but let us read our namaz. So we say, let's read namaz quickly. And in namaz, you're thinking, hey, supper is ready. This must be on the dastarkhan. My wife must have prepared that. Now you made your whole namaz into food. So what was the benefit of that namaz? Then on the other hand, there's another discussion here, that some students, they asked the sheikh, that Hazrat, if we're going to make our isha, asha first, our supper first, then we will miss our jamaat. Then how will that be possible? Then the Shaykh Al-Adi is very beautifully explained. He said, Tumhara Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ka asha, their supper, Tumhara baap dada jaise nahi the. That Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their supper was very simple. Just few kajur, a little zamzam, and they were back, and they were on the, into the masjid. So it's not like us, to put the dastarkhan is 10-15 minutes. The lady is a whole course just to put the dastarkhan. And then to bring the food, that's another 10-15 minutes. No, when we get this reality of salat, and Hazrat says, our whole life will become simple also. Then we'll learn to have simple and quick meals also. And then we'll able to be, so this is very, very important. And when we do this course, and we get connected, to get this cause, as we have learned, get connected to a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have mentioned, the poem of Judge Akbar Ilahabadi, that you won't get this from kitabs, etc. On the other hand, Hazrat Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned so beautifully, Yak zamana basohbati awliya, better asad sala ta'ad beriyas. That if you take out 1 minute, a few seconds in the company of the friend of Allah, is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. So Allahu Akbar, Mufti Shafi Sahab, a great mufti of his time, he was walking with his sheikh Hazmana Hakim Ulumma Dadadmana Shafali Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to take his walk after Fajr, and in that walk of his, he used to read 3-4 paras also. And he used to do his the daily exercise also. And the morning air, all that, that's a different subject. But while walking, then Hazrat said, Hazrat, I don't seem to understand this poem. That yak zamana basahubati awliya, better asad sala ta'at, bear ya'as. Just a few moments, few split moments in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. So Hazrat immediately made out. Says Mufti Sahab, he was still young, say it seems that you think the poet exaggerated. That 100 years. He says, gee Hazrat, I think the poet exaggerated. He says, he didn't exaggerate, he understated. It should have been, yak zamana basohbati awliya, better as the lak sala ta'ad beriyas. That just a moment in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than a hundred thousand years of ibadat with ikhlas. And why is this? When you sit in the company of the friends of Allah and you do your treatment and you do your zikr, etc., then the enjoyment of salah will come and every department of deen will come in a person's life, that now the enjoyment of life you can't explain. Like Allahu Akbar, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullahi, a very great sheikh of his time. He was a muhaddis, he was a mufassir, he was a great orator, he had lot of students, but he didn't have this idea, and this love of Allah was still not burning in his heart. And he even had this idea that you people, what you're going to this, referring to Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that you're going is Buddha ke samne chuve jaise baithe. You're going by this old man and you're sitting like small mice. That means with respect in front of your sheikh. When a person don't know the value of a sheikh and what you will get this this love of Allah. And then you'll see that qurratu ayni fi salah. How namaz is enjoyable. How zakat is enjoyable. How hajj is enjoyable. So he says, what you're sitting like small mice? We engage in kitab. We are giving lessons, etc. So you people are overdoing it. But his friend, Mawlana John Puri Rahmatullah Ali, was his friend. He said, I know this is a diamond. It's a Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi. But he just has to be polished. He doesn't have the idea what is it. So he encouraged him. And this is what we should do. Don't force anybody to come to the Khanka, but encourage him. And one way of encouragement is, explain your own condition. And I also thought, what's this? But when I started going and I got the taste of that pudding, now I can't stop eating that pudding. You just come taste. So his friend told him, Hazrat, you just come sit in the lesson. If you like it, you sit. If you don't, then you can carry on. He knew, and this is fikr for a friend. When you got concern for a friend, this is how you. And similarly, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali explained that if you want your children also to come in deen, they are involved in their jeans and their sports and their TV, etc. Don't go and close the TV room or take it out. They'll become your enemies. That what type of a father is. Just encourage them. Like you come to the majlis, bring your children also. Bring your family also. Then deen will come in that house. Don't worry. Their hairstyle, their jeans, whatever, the buzurgs won't object. That why you came with this funky and mushroom hairstyle here.
Deva, you just sit there and Allah's rahmat is descending. And if you bring them regularly on your own, you'll see they'll want to change now. They'll want to start also asking for a topi, etc. So anyway, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, when he accepted his friend invitation and he came to Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's bayan, and when he heard one bayan of Hazrat, he says, Khuda jaane kis andaaz se bayan kiya. Kaisa malum hota hai ki aaj hi Quran nazil hua. Phir uske baad shubhe batin nahi raha. That I don't know how Hazrat has made bayan. It seems like Quran Sharif just came down now. And all my ear, my waswasa, that is, I had some evil thought sometimes that creeps in with the certain masalas of deen you don't understand. All those, the false thoughts also have got removed. Imagine he was a mufassir. He was a muhaddis. But when he got the enjoyment from a friend of Allah, who talks with the love of Allah, then that's a different bayan. And then he decided, no, I'll spend, he didn't want to come for the majlis. Now he came and he said, I'll stay in the majlis the night also. And then he said, Hazrat, but I'll stay here, but I won't make tahajjud. Hazrat said, no, tahajjud is not for us. You don't have to make tahajjud. I won't get up a zikr. No problem. You don't have to get up a zikr. You want to stay here, you stay. He stayed there at night when he heard people getting up at tahajjud, making zikr. He was turning and tossing. He couldn't sleep. So he said, why must I carry on sleeping? Let me also go and join the people making zikr. When he started making zikr with the friends that were making zikr in the khanka, he says, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Zikr mein taatir dore jam hi. That I just took the name of Allah and I got intoxicated. This is the real enjoyment of passing the goblet around. This is the zikr has got the effect of intoxicating you. Not like these people in the pubs, in the bars, and they think they're enjoying themselves, but they're losing their senses. The real wine is the wine of the love of Allah. Where you'll get this here in the khankas from the friends of Allah. Like bar, Mawlana Manzoor Nomani Rahmatullah Ali, of Pitratif, very jovial alim. And Hazrat explains, and our elderly alims were very jovial, but they did lot of work of deen. Hazrat used to say that bar, it's B-A-R, in Arabic, in Gujarati, bar means outside, stay outside. And it's written in, normally it used to be written in red. So Hazrat says, everywhere you see it's written bar, stay outside, but we still see people going inside. He's saying, bar raho, stay outside, but they're still going into the bar. So anyway, the effect of zikr will give you far more. These people, that's not enjoyment. That is filth and dirt. Enjoyment is here when you make the zikr of Allah. But not just outward zikr. When you do the cause and the love of Allah comes, then that enjoyment of zikr. And then when he performed two rakats, tahajjud namaz, and he got that special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he said, wada ana ki shabi akhir mein. Subah hi se intizar sham. That now I realize Allah's special moment and special time appointment. Whole day Allah's appointment is open all the time. Any minute, like our Shaykh mentioned so beautifully, that by Allah Ta'ala you won't ever get that when you dial Allah's number, that for English press 1, for Afrikaans press 2, and you number 44 in the queue, and it will take you 2 minutes, and but with the, just hold on, we will give you the same attention, etc. Or the secretary or the boss is busy in a meeting, you can't meet him now. By Allah Ta'ala, immediately, when you got this connection with Allah, now, not even in namaz, out of namaz, any thought comes to your mind, a problem, immediately you start talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person builds this connection, then he'll realize, then the different enjoyment at the time of tahajjud, that special time, then he says, the promise of meeting Allah ta'ala, like in secrecy, is at the time of tahajjud. Whole day I'm waiting. When is tahajjud time coming? When is tahajjud time coming? So Hazrat explains that even ulama, whether you are a great mufti, whether you are alim, you're the imam of the haram, if you do this course and you get the connection from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will get this reality of qurratu ayni fi salah. That the coolness of my eyes is in namaz. Like Hazrat explained, there was one great mufti, very great orator also, doing lot of work of deen, etc. But the thought came in his heart that I'm doing work of deen, I give lot of bayans, but I don't see change in my majma, my people, and in me also, I think there's something lacking, that I don't have this love of Allah. So he realized, he went to the buzurg of the time, the pious sheikh of the time, and he explained to him that I want this love of Allah. It seems like you got it. He says, yes, if you want it, you'll have to stay here by me. Stay in the khanka for 1 year. I'll teach it to you. Then you can. So he stopped him. No imamat now. No the bayans. Nothing. All the people was upset. That what kind of sheikh is this? Is he a sheikh or is he an enemy of deen? That he's stopping a great mufti who was doing so lot work of deen. He's stopping him from deen. So people objected. And this is the problem with people. When we don't know where to get values, then we object to those people. But when you get it, then you realize. So many people objected, what you going to the khanka, what you going to get there? We going out in the path of Allah, and we teaching, and we doing this. But when you don't know that reality, then you will have this objections. But when you get this reality, so anyway, this person, he was determined, although he was a great mufti, but he was determined, I want that special flame of the love of Allah. So he said, I'll stay here, I won't give any bayans, nothing. Then the sheikh found out that during his course of staying, he's reading Quran Sharif also, and he's getting enjoyment in that Quran Sharif. Sometimes you're getting enjoyment, but actually it's your nafs making you feel nice. So the sheikh told him that you must stop reading Quran Sharif also. So people made even bigger objections. That this person is a zindiq, he's a kafir. What kind of sheikh? You stop a Muslim from reading Quran Sharif? What is this? Anyway, this person, he was sincere. When you come to your sheikh with proper aqidat, you know that, and you got firm conviction that this is a man of Allah. He won't let me do anything wrong. And you just accept what he tells you, and you do it for a while, then you'll see the fruits after that. So he did it, he did his course, he stayed away from tilawat also for a while. After that year hardly passed, and the sheikh saw his maid. The sheikh gave him khilafat, and now he said, you go back to your masjid and you do work. After that 1 year, one bayan he gave in his masjid, that whole masjma became the walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because why? Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, when you get connected with a shaykh, and you make your zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then tumhara bayan hoga. Tumhara tilawat hoga. Tumhara dars hoga. Then when you give bayan, that will be a bayan. Then when you give lectures, then when you give lessons also, that will be a lesson. Then when you make tilawat, you'll feel the difference of tilawat. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi himself used to say, he says, when I was in Kanpur, still a young man, just qualified, a mufti, everything, but I still didn't have contact with my Shaykh Haji Imdadullah Muhatin Makki rahmatullah alayhi, then I used to sit on the mimbar and give my bayans, Jummah bayan, other bayans, I used to shake. The whole mimbar, so to say, used to shake, but the hearts of people never used to shake. But when I got connected with my sheikh, and I did my course of zikr, etc., then I used to sit on the bayan, on the mimbar, give bayan cool and calm, but I used to see tremors in the hearts of people. The effects of those words of mine used to go penetrate the heart. So this reality, Hazrat explains, we have to do this course. As Hazrat is mentioning here, aur uske mutala se har namazi ko kuch fayda zarur hota hai. That by going through, studying this kitab, every namazi, every person who is performing salah, will definitely get benefit just by reading this kitab. But if you want the true benefit, then Hazrat explains here, lekin ye bhi zahir hai, ke mahaz mutala se har koi khut aisi namaz ada karne par qadir nahi ho sakta. Jab tak ke kisi khas tartib se, tarbiyat se, uski mashq na karein. Because Hazrat says that now just by studying it on your own, you'll get some benefit. But you won't get the real benefit because any person, he picks up any book on any subject on his own to try and study it, he won't get the reality of that subject. He'll get a brief idea about that subject, but he won't know the true reality. And like today in this modern world, any small thing we want to Google, Mufti Google, that what is this masala, what is that masala. You'll get a brief idea, and if that masala, like we explained, every question is not to ask to everybody. If it doesn't fit you, you'll cause harm to yourself. So on your own, by studying any book, you won't get the reality of it. As a great sheikh, Allama Qastalani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, innama al-ilmu bit-talaqqi. Knowledge and the reality of knowledge comes from heart to heart. It doesn't just come from talking. You can like today, on the internet people are becoming alims, etc. There's no reality of that. Because the sheikh's connection with Allah, that special rays, that spiritual rays are not penetrating your heart. So you'll become a big alim also, you'll give big lectures also. But you won't even be there for salah. You won't even, what you will be doing in your free time, people will be shocked. Is this the same imam that was giving a bayan there in the masjid? So this reality, Hazrat says, on your own by just studying this kitab, it won't come. You have to go for a tarbiyah, that is a special cause, nurturing cause by the friend of Allah who will give you this training. Because the system of Allah Ta'ala is also, kyunki saadaton ke hisse ke husool mein aadatullah is tarah jari hai ki kasb aur mehnat karni padti hai, phir us par ata wahabi taur par hoti hai. Because the system of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is also such that Allahu Akbar, that every Allah Ta'ala system, that is the sunnat of Allah, for everything, whether it's deen or dunya, you have to make a little effort. When you make that little effort and you show your inclination, you show your desire, then Allah Ta'ala grants you as a gift that this person is sincere, he wants this. On our own, even with all our efforts, impossible to us to achieve anything. But Allah wants to see our desire, and Allah sees, no, see, people have come here 40 days, whole month, 30 days, this is the desire. And when we sit with eagerness, with sincerity, Allah says, my bandas, they want this. We are weak, we can't attain it. But Allah says, we want it, then Allah Ta'ala blesses us. And in every department of deen, you will get this enjoyment. And like Hazrat explained, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that in Quran Sharif, in every ayat basically, you'll get the explanation of every department of deen. For example, a simple ayat like, Aqimis Salah, Lizikri, establish namaz for my zikr. Now to establish namaz, first of all, you have to learn the basic masail. You have to know about taharat, about istinja and all that. And where do you generally learn this? In the maktab. In the children go to the maktab, they start. So from this ayat, it is established the importance of the maktab. Without the maktab, you can't get your basic of deen. After the maktab, you find, then, to teach in the maktab, you need ustads, you need qualified teachers to teach them. So for the qualified teachers, then what you need? The Darul Ulooms, where will they qualify? So from the same ayat, the establishment of Darul Ulooms, that's how necessary Darul Ulooms are. See this one small ayat, the department of deen of maktabs has been explained. Then the department of Darul Ulooms, the higher level of deeni education. Then in the same ayat, it is you'll get that after normally in the maktabs also, when the ustads, they teach the children the different aspects of salah, then those ustads that got that eagerness and that got that concern, they will encourage those children to perform namaz. They will see that they're performing namaz, and only, and especially these days, it has become even more lax. That ustads just come, teach the lesson, and they think they did their work. The tarbiyat, the nurturing, and seeing that the children are punctual, and that will only happen generally in the madrasa time. For example, maybe if Zohar namaz is in madrasa time, Asar namaz, those ustads that are interested, they will see that their students perform their namaz. But then when the students go home according to the environment, then Maghrib they're not there, Isha they're not there, and after they pass their madrasa days, then you get so involved in dunya, you forget about deen. Now when you forget about deen, you need people to come remind us. From this we understand the importance of the Tabligh Jamaat. The Tabligh Jamaat will take us out of our slumber. They'll come warn us, hey, bhai, in madrasa you learned about namaz, where you know? You not so to create the stalab, the thirst to put into our hearts, then the Tabligh Jamaat. So the effort from the same ayat, Aqimis Salat al-Zikri, the effort of Jamaat and Tabligh, how important is it? Now, when the Jamaat and Tabligh, mashallah, people will get inclined, I must perform my namaz, etc. Masjid will get full, but still as we learn, the masjid will be full, but no concentration, no devotion in namaz. So for now, for that you need the mashayikh, the friends of Allah. From this we understand the department of the tasawuf, the hankas, how important is it. So that the life in our ibadat comes. So all these four aspects, imagine in one ayat. So where you get this? From the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise you study kitabs, you become a great mufti. But Hazrat explains, you have to do this little course. And deen is very easy compared to dunya. When, because we know the value of dunya, we work ourselves to the bone. Early in the morning, people are going, winter's morning, going out and traveling in the traffic, etc. And we find it, how is it uncomfortable? I enjoy it. In reality, he's not enjoying it. He is going through depression. But when we realize the importance of deen, then see the effort of deen is also enjoyable. And the reality when deen comes, then what enjoyment, you can't explain a person. Otherwise Hazrat explains, you don't want to do a course, you want to drive a car, and now you got a puncture. But you didn't do a simple course, how to change the wheel. Now you don't know how to change the wheel, now you don't know how to even put the jack, now you're hiring 3-4 people, I'll pay you 100 rand each, just lift my car. Now they lift your car up, now you're struggling to take out the nuts, now you take a chisel and a hammer, and you start hitting those nuts. And what a damage, what a mess you'll make. Your whole car, even after they help you, your car will be useless. But if you do a simple course, even your old man, even if you got BP, blood pressure, even you got some heart problem, but like these days you get this, you plug it into your cigarette lighter, these jacks, etc., your car will lift up, you get the tool that will loosen your nuts also with the cigarette lighter, then slowly, slowly, it might take you half an hour, but you're able to change your car wheel and you'll be on your way again. So exactly the same, if we do this little cause, one cause is in the marifat of Allah, to gain the recognition of Allah. Then the cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the practical cause, how to make our outward namaz practically correct. And then when this current comes in namaz, then see the enjoyment of this namaz. So this cause is very easy, and as we explained, like we should realize, we are like those dirty clothes. If we just get washed, and then see now that same dirty clothes that you kicked away, now you're wearing it nicely, and now you're putting your perfume in your attar, and you feel so nice, you're going for your salah, etc. Then Allah Ta'ala will grant us the reality of this. چنانچہ اللہ تعالی جل شانو کے رحمت اگرچہ کسی علت و سبب کی محتاج نہیں یختص برحمتی من یشاء. Although Allah Ta'ala's قدرت is that Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any cause and effect. Allah Ta'ala can bless without any effort also. But the system of Allah is we have to make an effort. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala blesses يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. With Allah's mercy, Allah chooses whom He wants to. Like Fudayl ibn Ayaz, rahmatullah alayh, what he was before that, a highway robber. And Allah Ta'ala chose him, he became the sheikh of the time. Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, this we just mention as examples. Great sheikhs, you don't want to talk about their past. Allah has wiped it out. But for examples, Allah shows us. Like Hazrat says so beautifully, never look down upon any person, because behind every saint, there's a history. And in front of every sinner, there's Allah, a future in front of him. So don't look down. Like Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayh, he was a king, enjoying his luxuries. But then he realized, I don't have the connection with Allah, and how Allah Ta'ala blessed them. So Allah Ta'ala can bless us like that. But 99% the system of Allah is, if you do a little effort, you show your inclination, then Allah Ta'ala grants you as a gift. Then Allah Ta'ala opens it. And that is why Allah Ta'ala's general system, Allah says, لَكِنْ إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بِفَرْمَانِ إِلَهِ. This is also the command of Allah, that Allah's mercy is close to those who do good. In other words, you strive, you make an effort to go in the path that is come for your Islam, make your zikr, etc., learn the masail, all that, learn the virtues, have this inclination. These people that are trying to do good, Allah Ta'ala's mercy engulfs them very quickly. Allah's mercy is close to them. In other words, Allah Ta'ala opens this reality. And as you do the course, as you progress, you just see the enjoyment of salah is, it's more and more. And as we will learn in front, the reality. Niyaz Azhar Sayyid Sahib, Qaddas Sirul Aziz ki takreer dil pazir. کو دل میں جمانے اور عمل میں لانے کے لیے درج ذیل پانچ اسباب کے طور پر تحریر کرتے ہیں. سو صوفی اقبال صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, who has authored this kitab, he says that is why this bayan of Sayyid, this lecture of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Sahib rahmatullah alayh, which is very very heart rendering, very touching, to bring it into practicality. Just to listen bayan and say very good bayan, but it's not in our lives, there's no reality. To bring it into reality, we have the pen down this kitab, which is five sabaks. These five lessons, if we listen attentively and do it properly, inshallah, then we will see the great benefit. Asal takreer ke alfaz ko khachira kya gaya hai, aur amal mein lane ki tarteeb batore fawaid daraj hogi. And the actual lecture, what is was given, and it was actually in old Urdu, which was a bit difficult to understand. So the actual lecture that we wrote down, that we have underlined. and then for benefit and to bring to put system to get this reality into us, we have given some footnotes, explanations. حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ کے انشادات کو پڑھنے سے پہلے مندرجہ ذیل امور کو ملحوظ رکھا جائے جن کو ہم نے نور سے تعبیر کریں گے. So حضرت says before we start with the actual lecture which is five sabaks, that you first do these five things which we have termed as noor. Just go over these five points first. That before you study the actual lecture, try and do these five points. Then when you study the actual lecture, then you'll see the benefit of this lecture. And these five points are known as five noors. That is noor-e-awwal, the first noor, the second noor, etc. So the first noor, what is explaining, what is the first thing we should do before we even try and study this this kitab. اس مشق کا فائدہ صرف انہی سالکین کو ہوگا جو ذکر و شغل کے طریق کو باضابطہ اختیار کر چکے ہیں. حضرت says that really only those سالکین, that those people who are treading the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will really benefit from this lecture who properly, that is according to the rules, that you do your ذکر and your spiritual training. That means you find a sheikh, a person who your heart takes to, he will guide me to Allah. You take bayat, you pledge allegiance, that Hazrat, I want my spiritual nourishment to take place. I want my islah to take place. And the sheikh, his object is also to make your islah. And if you do this properly, you go under it, you make this islah of yours, as we explained with Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi, etc. Then, and you do the scores of zikr, then what is the scores of zikr? Allahu Akbar. Aur unko kisi darja mein malka yaad dash hasil ho chuka ho. And by doing the scores, you took your bayat, now you make your zikr, as our Hazrat explained, our friend Hazrat Moana, Abdul Qadir Bayat Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, hum bayat karte aur baith jate. We take bayat, we become pledge allegiance, but then we sit down. We don't carry on our, for 2-3 days or 1 week after Ramadan, we still got josh, and after that we don't attend the majlis, we don't give contact, so that will not benefit us. To keep up our contact, to attend the majlis, listen to the programs, do it what we have to do, then you will see the benefit that you will get this malaka, you'll get this control within yourself, you'll be able to control your desires. Now at the moment our thoughts are all over the show. A person comes to the masjid also, Hazrat explains that generally people, especially in the olden days from the farms, etc., they used to come for Jummah to the city. And when they come for Jummah, they got 110 things to do. That when I come to the city, I must buy my paraffin, I must do this, I must pay this account, I must... Now when he's sitting in the bayan, that 15-20 minute bayan which he has to benefit, he's not there. He's all over the show. And he's wherever. And like Hazrat says, when the sheikh, when the muqarrir and the person giving taqreer and bayan, the khatib, when he starts his bayan, 2-3 minutes you attentive, you listening. And after that you're taking your 40 winks, or you talk, you're thinking I must go pay this account and that account, and what happens? What the sheikh said, you don't listen. The khatib said something, for example, one khatib said, that one lecturer said in a Jummah bayan, that Allah Ta'ala is so kind, when you undertake a journey, a shari'i journey, that is 78 kilometers or more, you become a musafir. The moment you become a musafir, you just left your house, you're on your way already. Allah is so kind, Allah made namaz half. So this person, instead of listening that Allah made namaz half, he heard Allah made namaz maaf. In other words, your four faras of zuhr, you only have to read two faras. Four faras of asr, you only have to read two faras when you're on, when you're musafir. Similarly, isha namaz. So this person, he heard namaz is maaf. And when his wife told him they were on the journey, stop, it's time for Zohar, let's make our Zohar namaz. He said, no, Maulana said namaz is maaf. He said, which Maulana is it? Since when Maulana is maaf? Some namaz is maaf. Similarly, one Maulana said that viyaj, interest. Viyaj is a Gujarati word for interest. Viyaj haram hai. This brother heard piyaj haram hai. Piyaj means onions. And Hazrat explains that generally the wife wants onions when it's very expensive. 100 rand a bag, and she wants it immediately. So his brother went home after Jummah. The Maulana, his wife said, we're getting visitors, going buy onions. He said, it's so expensive, and you never hear the bayan. Say, what bayan? Say, Maulana said, piyaj haram, onions is haram. Say, which Maulana is that? Let me contact him. She found out. Maulana said, I didn't say piyaj, I said viyaj, interest. That he doesn't want to listen. Because he's got his bond, he's got his HP, all that. So, to get a person's thoughts under control, First of all, we have to do this course. And Hazrat says, so if you, the Salikin, those that are interested in treading this path towards Allah, and get this reality of Salah, and all the other departments of Deen, the reality will come, then a person first has to do this course seriously and properly, undertake this, this thing, devotion, and this diligence that, no, I want to do my course. Then you'll see your thoughts will start coming into one control. And when your thoughts come into control, then Allahu Akbar, when you start your namaz, automatically, like Hazrat says, you got a secretary, she is working on her own, a typewriter. Now you want to introduce computers. Now first let her do the course, then she'll able to do your work quickly. You don't do the course and you're telling her, why are you so slow? Where she is, she won't able, she doesn't know how to use. So when we know how to bring our namaz in order, then see. Ab wo is malaka se apni namazo ko baruh bana sakte. Now what this malaka, that means what this achievement, and a person has got this control now. You are able to make your namaz a namaz of life. A namaz that is full of current, as we explained. When the current is there, all the appliances will work. When the current is there, then you see the difference in your Allahu Akbar. The difference in your listening to qiraat. Even in silent namaz, zuhar namaz, you'll see the difference in your namaz. So this to get this namaz of baru, of current, a person does the scores, inshallah, then you'll see what you'll get in reality. Your namaz will become a namaz of ruh, of soul and current. Aur namaz ke zariye se wo apne batini madarij mein bahut tarakki kar sakte hain. Allahu Akbar. And through this namaz now, not only you'll get this this ability of concentrating also, and your namaz will be of current, now you'll be just progressing and climbing the stairs towards your internal progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now every namaz of yours, and with this concentration, as Hazrat taught us, one easy way, that إِذَا قُمْتُ فِي صَلَاتِكَ إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتِ مُوَدَّئِ. When you start establishing your namaz, then realize this is my last namaz. And every namaz you realize this is my last namaz. Now how much you'll be concentrating. Your wuzu, you'll think, hey, let me make my wuzu properly. That's my last wuzu. Your before wuzu, your istinja, you'll make it properly. You'll see that your clothes, everything. Now every namaz will give you just climbing the stages towards Allah. And these are unlimited stages. It doesn't come to an end. This love of Allah will be increasing in you all the time. So a person, bahut tarakki kar, he'll make a tremendous progress in this life. Jo tariqe nabuwat se tarakki karne ke mukhtalif zarai mein se ek aham. That as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us in the part of Nabuwat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us the ways how to progress towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the most important ways, the easiest and the important ways to get the closest and quickest progress towards Allah ta'ala is our salah. And from this also we learn another important point, that to reach Allah ta'ala there's not only one way. Many people say that yahi ek raah hai. This is the only way to reach Allah. Many people, when you become overtaken in your work you're doing, some people in the field of teaching, some people in the field of Jamaat, they get overtaken in that field and they don't have the broad picture of Deen. Then they make statements that this is the only work. This is the only way to reach Allah Ta'ala. Whereas to reach Allah Ta'ala, there are unlimited ways. Buzurgs have mentioned, Allahu Akbar, some Buzurgs have mentioned there are so many ways to reach Allah as much as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some Buzurgs have mentioned there are so many ways to reach Allah as much as your breaths that every creation takes. How many billions of breaths everybody is taking. So to reach Allah ta'ala there are many ways. But one easy important way is toward true namaz. And when we make our namaz, so for this, when we make our namaz, then see how quick we will progress and we will be spiritually progressing all the time. Then see the enjoyment to come to the majlis. You'll come like brothers come, Allahu Akbar, hundreds of kilometers. From abroad people are coming. Every week they come, every month they come, what their families. Why? Because it's progressing. Like Hazrat says, when you're doing your business and you're seeing profits, then Allahu Akbar, you're enjoying it and you're seeing to the customers and you say customer is the boss. Even if is the customer is haughty, etc., you tell your workers also, no, customer is the boss. Just give him. Why? You're seeing profits. And you're working hard. You're packing the shelves, etc. So when you're seeing that profits, then you enjoy business. And many people, Hazrat says today, they say there's no enjoyment in business. And if times are bad, taxes, but they're not closing down the business. So they're still getting profits, maybe a bit less, but they're still getting the profits. So they won't stop. So when we get a profitable namaz, profits in our namaz, then see, before time, azan, before azan, you are already preparing your namaz. As Hazrat says, then our life will be surrounded around our namaz. That our namaz time, this is important, I'm going, but where will I be for this namaz, etc. So when a person does this, then he'll be progressing all the time. Warna be ru namazo to namaz to na tariqe vilayat mein musir hai aur na tariqe nabuwat mein mu'tabar. Otherwise a namaz without life in the part of vilayat, getting with the friendship of Allah, it has no effect whatsoever. You're just reading a dead namaz. Where are you going to get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And neither it is recognized in the part of nabuwat. That is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. One sahabi came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having majlis, sitting with few sahabi. He read his two rakats, tayyatul masjid, or whatever the case may be. Up, down, very quick he came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that go and read your namaz again, you haven't read the namaz. Again he went, he read his namaz quickly, he came back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again told him, you haven't read namaz. Go and read namaz again. The third time again, then he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please show me. So, just sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Read namaz, learn practically how to learn to read namaz. Do the cause also and practically learn. And we have to progress all the time. Then see. Otherwise, yaheed. Yahi hal tariqe nabuwat ke dusre amal, masalan tilawat Quran Pak, jihad, tabligh wagaira ka hai. And this is the same procedure with regard to all the parts of nabuwat that will lead us to Allah Ta'ala. That means all our actions. If we want enjoyment in tilawat of Quran also, if we want enjoyment and that eagerness to go in jihad also. Otherwise these days they want to pacify and make other statements of jihad. Jihad, one real jihad is to be in the battlefield, to give your life to Allah. At least every believer should have that desire. Then propagating the deen, tabligh, etc. This is the part that a person does this cause. Otherwise, without life, you're going in jamaat, chilla after chilla, etc. You're coming in the khanka also, chilla after chilla. But you're not doing your cause, you won't get any effect. Like Hazrat explained, Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that in jamaat, two important things are very, very important. Make your zikr regularly and sit in your ta'lim regularly. If you make your zikr and your ta'lim regularly, then your gush will be effective. You forget your gush, just when you go and meet that brother at his door, that will be effective. Your elan will be so effective. Your gush bayan will be so effective. But if you don't make your zikr, even just the basic prescribed zikr in tabligh, the three tasbihs, etc. If you don't do that, and you don't sit for talim, no, I'm an important person, I must go make wusuli, I must go make that person's tashkil, and no time for talim, even half an hour, even few minutes talim, and Hazrat says, this will not be going out in the path of Allah, it will be awara gardi, that you're just roaming around. Like Hazrat says, for us also, if we go with our Hazrat, and we don't have this reality, that this reality, then it's just a roadshow. That we just going just to see places, etc. Or jo hazrat in amal mein roop paida karke tarakki mein madaris ko khaho khaha ho unke liye zaruri hai ko pehle zikr wa shagal ke tareeq ko ikhtiyar karke apne qalb ki islah kare kyunki amal ke baru hone ka madar qalb ki islah par hai jo kisi sheikh kamil ki tarbiyat aur nigrani mein zikr wa shagal ikhtiyar karne se hi hoti hai. So Hazrat says that those people who are interested in making all their actions full of life, then and progressing towards Allah, climbing this ladder, then it is necessary for them to undertake this course of zikr and spiritual training, and so that you purify your heart. Spiritual reformation of the heart is the most important thing. Then all this reality, because actions will only become full of life, this is dependent on the spiritual reformation of the ruh, of the heart, of the soul. And for the soul to be purified, you can't do it on your own. You need a sheikh, a kamil. You need a perfect guide, a sheikh that will guide you, and he will make your nurturing, he will check you all the time, and if you keep your contact, you inform him of your condition, and you make your zikr, then this person, he'll be on the road to progress. Chunanche ye maznoon sankro hadith mein hai, and this has come in thousands of hadith, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. One hadith is, for everything there is a polisher. Even if the steel gets rust, there's a rust remover, etc. So the heart also gets there rusted and also needs polish. And what is the polish of the heart? The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But under supervision, when it's done by a doctor's supervision, then a person will able to get this. یہاں ایک مغالطہ عام طور پر پایا جاتا ہے کہ بعض احباب قلب کی اصلاح کے لیے ذکر اللہ کے بجائے ظاہر اعمال کی اصلاح پر زور دیتے ہیں. Yeah, Hazrat says many people make this big mistake that to correct their actions instead of working on the heart and purifying the heart first, they try to work on the outward actions. Like people say, read long nafal namaz, then you'll get concentration. You don't have concentration in short rakat, where are you going to get that? So the action on its own is like watering the leaves. You're not working on the roots. Work on the roots. Correct the roots. Give the medicine to the roots. Then that whole tree will start growing properly. So the root is the heart, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. حالانکہ فرائض کے علاوہ پہلے قلب کی اصلاح کا فکر ضروری ہے, کیونکہ حدیث پاک میں قلب کی اصلاح کو اعمال کی اصلاح کا ذریعہ فرمایا ہے, جیسا کہ حدیث پاک میں ان الجسد لمدغہ الا ان فی الجسد لمدغہ اذا صلحت صلح الجسد کلو. As حضرت has explained that after the فرائض, this is also important. We shouldn't fool ourselves and say that no, I still didn't do my spiritual reformation, I still don't have current in my namaz, so I won't read my namaz. No, what is faraz? Even if you're not ready for that, you have to do that faraz. When Hajj becomes faraz, you got the money, you still don't even have connection with a sheikh, you still don't even know the masail, but the Hajj has become faraz, you must go for your faraz. Zakat is faraz, you must give. So after that, you must make an effort in this line. But the faraz are first. So what the faraz, after that, most important, what is faraz is, islah of the ruh of the soul. That is for the spiritual purification of the heart, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that be alert, in the body there's a piece of flesh. If that piece of flesh is healthy and good, spiritually healthy, the whole body will be healthy. Every part of the body you'll see only goodness will come out. And if that part of the body is unhealthy, still spiritually sick, then you'll see that whole body will be rotten. So what is faraz is, islah is faraz. And the way towards islah is to find a sheikh to become bi'at. Bi'at is actually sunnat. But when you realize that your islah is faraz, now bi'at indirectly becomes faraz also. Because you need a sheikh to guide you. And then to make the zikr, etc. Then we'll see how a person will progress. So this was the first noor, inshallah. We'll discuss the other noors tomorrow. And Allah give us tawfiq to progress, inshallah.